this was a great idea, Don. It's a beautiful day for a drive through the countryside.
Yep.
Hey, there's a big red barn. And another one, also red. I wonder why so many barns are painted red.
I don't have to wonder. I've known why barns are red since I was little.
Did you grow up on a farm?
No, I was just a weird kid.
So, what's the scoop?
A few hundred years ago, European farmers started painting their barns with a mixture of linseed oil, milk, and lime. Believe it or not, the combination made a pretty good paint that protected wood.
So where does the red come from?
Sometimes they'd also add ferrous oxide to the mix.
You mean rust? Why would they add rust to the paint?
Because rust kills fungi and moss. When they grow on a barn, they trap moisture in the wood, which leads to decay. Painting a barn with rusty paint was the best way to keep it strong and dry. After a while, red barns became a tradition in Europe and over here in America. And even once commercial paints became available, the tradition continued since red paint was cheap.
Hey, we just passed a white barn.
White is the second most popular color for barns, since at some point, whitewash became even cheaper than red paint. But today, you'll see barns in many different colors.
Hey, if I had a barn, do you know what color I'd paint it?
What?
Polka dot.
That's not a color.
Oh, yeah. Then I guess I'd just go with red.
Good choice.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Jeffrey Zaleski in chemistry. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.